Okay, so at that time, we utilized any pictures and pictures from people that that we had on campus or staff to come up with pictures to put on brochures. But quickly after that, after becoming a four-year university, I think we did some pretty unique things. And one of the things that comes to mind right now is that once we started to bring in students from all across the state of Texas, whenever we wanted to provide what they call information cards, a request for information cards, when we developed those cards, what we did was we pulled in students from different areas, took photos of them, and we put them on a poster and on. And then we would attach our information cards to that poster with the photos of students from that particular high school. So what we did is, if we had King, sorry, students from Carroll High School, we would gather these, the students from Carroll High School, took a photo of them, made a poster. I don't know what size the ones I have here in my office are, but we made a poster with their picture on there and put something on there like "Wish you were here" or "Please come join us." And so we did it. We did the photos of the students from that were newly that were freshmen, so that when other kids at that high school would see the photo, they would say, "Oh, look, there's John." Wow, he goes to A&M Corpus Christi, and then maybe that would get them to fill out one of our information cards. I just remembered that as an aside here, as a recruitment effort shortly after becoming a four-year university. So,
I have
yeah,
just like I just
that took an enormous amount of work. It took a lot of work to locate the students, get their approval to take the photos, and then to get those posters out. And then we did that, for schools in the valley too. And in the surrounding area around here, all of our local and surrounding area. And then as we got, as our recruitment effort started to expand, we moved on to do different recruiting things.
Okay, just a couple of more questions. We'd spoken before, and you said that, I think you said that one of your most proudest moments was writing the catalog for admission requirements. Can you explain why that was one of your most proud moments?
Oh gosh. Well, by that time, I've invested an enormous amount of or at least let's see, 87, six. So by that time, I'm going on 6, 7 years here at the university, and I've become highly invested in this university. It was my university first and almost, I know you're recording this, but my family was, like right there first, but my university, my allegiance, my devotion to A&M, to CCSU and A&M Corpus Christi was just number one on my list. So, it was near and dear to my heart because, first of all, I was honored to be the director of admissions, to have that honor of transitioning to a four-year university and being the director of admissions, to have the honor to usher in the first freshman class. It was just an honor for me to be a part of writing or developing the admission requirements at the time with of course a team of people, other people including my boss, and then but to also be given the opportunity to write the catalog verbiage concerning the Office of Admissions, what we were about, what our mission was and our vision, and also to write up the details of what the process was for regular admission as well as alternative admission, was just that that to me will always be one of the highlights of my career here. And then to have the opportunity to usher in the first freshman class. And by the way, we hit the 400 number, 404 students. And that was in itself a miracle because we did have an enormous amount of applications. And it was a challenge for us to determine how many apps we needed to bring in and actually admit. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not just about bringing in the apps. It's also admitting those. But how many do we have to admit in order to secure a 400 number enrollment? That in itself was a challenge. We were able to determine based on not historical data, because we did not have any, but we were able to determine that really looking at how, you know, some of the work that other institutions have done. So we did the best that we could, and we nailed it. And so, yes, that was a highlight of my career. And I can't say enough about the university being my family. And so that awesome. Definitely I will always remember that I had that opportunity and how much it meant to me.
Okay. And then just last question. Is there anything that you think that I should take away from your experiences or the events that happened during that time as we brought in the first freshman class, that kind of still make impacts today? As in, like, if it didn't happen while you were there, you know, we wouldn't be where we are today.
So some of the takeaways, Rainey, and you know, I just, since the day you started your educational career here at the university, you know, how what I think of you,
Don't choke up.
let's see. Okay, so some takeaways. What matters is the student. We all know that. That's why we have jobs, because of our students. So I think it's important to focus on the student and to recognize who we are as an institution. We are a Hispanic serving institution, and we should embrace that as often as we can, and focusing on providing the best customer service to our students. That is center to everything. Providing services above and beyond. We get exhausted after a while answering questions that, you know, to us are just like so simple, because mm-hmm. we do that work every day. And for people who are applying, students and their parents or their extended families who are applying, they don't have that benefit that we have of knowing the ins and outs of applying for admission, completing a FAFSA, navigating where to get information on scholarships, navigating to learn more about what student services we have, because our students may, you know, in the admission process, need to know about student services because they may need some additional assistance in either disability services or some of the other tutoring services that we offer. Our students are coming from all different walks of life. they may not realize that if they are coming out of the foster care system, what benefits they have. They may not realize that they are actually the dependent of a veteran. And so there are some benefits there that they need to know about. So, and it goes on and on and on. I could go on about, you know, and then there's that really important piece about what do you want to be when you grow up? A lot of them don't know today, but mm-hmm. let's expose them ahead of time to some career options, some career opportunities, you know, and not every student that goes to college has access to this type of information. So accessibility is another key. Customer service, as I mentioned, being customer service oriented, and then providing accessibility to every single student, not just the ones that are fortunate enough to have been born into a situation where they have access to everything. But we know that a lot of the population that we serve do not have that benefit. So again, customer service, providing accessibility to the students, never forgetting who we are serving. Those are three takeaways that I would definitely say that moving forward in any recruitment type of programming, to keep that in mind, and then to go to the student. So go to where they're at. Don't think that they're going to come to us. You know, we need to go to them, and we need to let them know who we are, go to them and remind them about how they will be a great fit with our university. Students have to really feel comfortable and feel like they belong, you know. And for the past couple of years, I think maybe 2 or 3 years now, I belong is actually the theme of our first year convocation. So, you know, I really have been invested in that particular campus, and the theme I belong is one that's very, very important. So, you know, we have to be sincere about it when we say that, you know, that you belong, but and show them how they do belong. So I think that's all important. I think it's also important that we, as an institution, when we're out recruiting, that we always emphasize that we have a excellent or very, you know, outstanding academic reputation. That's important. Mm-hmm. That's important to families too. Speaking of families, include the family in the recruitment of your student, mm-hmm. as much as you possibly can. It doesn't matter that we think, oh, they need to let go type thing. We used to have a session, I don't know if we still do, at orientation called Let Go, Letting It Go. But the thing is families, for the students that we are serving, is number one.
Yeah.
Families is a major part of the admission decision for our students. So I think family matters 100%. So
good.
We're becoming more active in that area as we have a family weekend now for the third year in the row. It'll be number four this coming October. And then I think the Office of Student Engagement and Success is working to bring more of a family touch to our university. But as recruiters, you know, we need to emphasize family. Invite them to everything, include them in everything, survey them, mm-hmm. ask them what their needs are, you know, what they would like to see for their student.
Margaret, thank you.
Is there anything else you would like for me to add this time? I can't think of anything. But
No, I'm definitely going to take all of that from the interview. But one thing, you know, that we know is that admissions is the front door to the university. And just listening to you speak, one thing I think that we need to bring as recruiters and admissions officers is passion. And so I have been very fortunate to look up to you as a mentor. Now I'm going to get choked up. and I think that being able to look up to you and Leticia and Oscar and Linda and everybody that came before me, I feel that's where I learned to become passionate about what we do to serve our community. And so thank you for that.
You're welcome, Renee. And, you know, you bring up a good point. It can't just be a job. You have to be passionate about it. You have to really want to serve students. You have to really want to be a servant leader and not, you know, just the leader part, but mm-hmm. be the servant leader to all of our students that we are that we try to recruit to this, to our great university, because we do have a great university. We have a lot to offer, and we need to remember that we're a family, and we just need to let that show and shine when we're out there recruiting students.
All right. Well, thank you very much for your time. This was good.
You're so welcome. And you are an amazing young man. And I love you dearly. And I know you personally to be a wonderful human being. And I know as a professional that you are going to bust the ceiling on education and serving students, and I look forward to seeing that happen.
Thank you.
As you are doing already. So I feel very fortunate to have you in my life, 100%.
Thank you.